Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by
the Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness is an essential professional resource and the journal of record on issues related to blindness and vision loss. Subscribe now and get immediate access to news from the field, current research and best practice information, and a calendar of events. For more information, go to www.jvib.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here with Gail Yarnow, the Director of Adaptive Technology Products for Perkins, and we are looking at the latest in Perkins Braille displays. Gail, welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Thank you.
So, what you've done here is you have imported the latest in Braille display technology, what you are calling or branding the Perkins Products Mini. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
The Perkins Products Mini is a 16-cell refreshable Braille display with cursor routing keys, Braille input keys, navigation keys. It will connect to Apple devices, PCs, works with JAWS, will work with VoiceOver. It can do Braille input and Braille output. The little extra is that it has very basic note-taker features. So, for example, I have put a Bookshare BRF file into the display, and I can just sit somewhere unconnected to anything and read that book in Braille.
Okay. Which formats will it read?
I'm sure about BRF, BRL, and TXT.
Okay. So you have, what do we have? We have the regular, you have 8 dots of the Braille input here.
Yes.
The space bars, but the display is between the space bars.
Right.
And the display, I noticed it's an interesting design choice. It's a little recessed. It's dropped down from the dot keys.
Right. And on the right and the left ends of the display, it doesn't quite feel like a button, but it's a button. Those are panning buttons for moving forward and backward 16 characters.
It's kind of it fits your finger, and you can kind of slide your finger and slide, and you
exactly.
have...
And then if you look on your left-hand side, there's what looks, it's the cutest little thumb drive you ever saw. And then there's an SD card. So it uses mini SD cards and thumb drives to transfer files back and forth. And the product comes with both of those, the SD card and the thumb drive.
Mini SD, not micro.
It's little.
Right.
And it comes with a card reader for your computer that will hold that size SD card.
Okay. And you have some routing buttons, or what are those buttons on the front? There's a couple small ones and a couple of large ones in the middle there.
You have to show me what you're talking about.
In front of the display, you have two larger,
those are space bars. Those are joysticks.
Two joysticks, one on either side.
So there's a down and then, pressing the thing straight down and then a left, right, up, and down.
It's inside of a case. Does that come with it as well?
The case comes with it. Yes, it does.
It's a, what's that material?
Fake leather.
It's a pleather case,
but it's leatherette.
It's a thin housing, but it does basically cover everything.
Yes,
but the ports.
And it comes in and out of that case fairly easily because there are no snaps or tight things, so you don't have to squeeze the thing in.
It's a soft magnetic hold.
Yes, exactly. But there's also, if you look at, this isn't so good on radio, but this part just flips out. So you can get this display out if you want to really easily.
Okay, so there's a little flap in the front, and you flip it up, and then you could slide the display out of the case.
So it's in there in a sturdy way, but if you do want to take it out, you don't have to struggle to get it back.
Power switch on the right side, and then is it USB, Bluetooth, both?
Yes.
And you can charge it from USB as well?
Yes.
What is the battery life?
10 to 12 hours.
Okay. And... what is and this is available now, or?
We will be shipping on March 20th.
March 20th. For how much?
$15.49.
Okay. In addition to that, there is the latest Brailler from Perkins, the next generation Perkins Brailler.
It is a next generation Brailler with a few improvements that are, they're not really obvious visible improvements. The casing itself is a little more durable. They put some other material into it that makes it less brittle.
Okay.
And they're the next line and backspace keys, the little arms that support them, have been made stronger.
Okay.
The paper bead mechanism works a little bit easier, and the carriage return is easier to do, and also the margins are easier to adjust.
Do you find you're still selling these alongside the classics?
Absolutely.
Are both of them selling? Is there a preference, one or the other?
A lot of classic trailers.
So there's no plan to phase that out anytime soon.
No.
And then they will both be around. So for people who prefer the construction of the next generation Brailler, there's that, but they can still get the classic one
as
well. If someone purchased the original next generation Brailler, is there a way to get those changes into their unit?
No, there's not.
Okay, so you would have to get a new one.
Yes.
What is the cost of that?
Oh.
$710, says the man with the correct answer. All right. And if people want to get more information about Perkins products and everything else that you do, how can they do that?
If people want to learn more about Perkins products, they can visit our website at www.perkinsproducts.org, or they can call our main number, which is 617-972-7308.
Great. Thank you so much, Gil.
You're welcome.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.